Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Local officials and management team discussed the impacts of the fires in Campbell County on Tuesday. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Following a week of intense firefighting across northern Wyoming, the Campbell County Fire Department, the Southwest Incident Management Team No. 5, and other agencies held a public meeting in Gillette on Tuesday night at Camplex Energy Hall to provide updates on the current fire situation. The team, which recently took control of the fires in Campbell, Sheridan, and Johnson counties, shared insights with a packed crowd. They praised local firefighters' efforts on their work on the fires prior to the arrival of the incident team. Meteorologists Bruno Rodriguez explained that dry lightning strikes and strong southerly winds on August 22nd were major contributors to the recent fire activity. While some rainfall on Thursday offered temporary relief, the forecast for hot weather in the coming days means the fire risk remains. Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon also attended the meeting, speaking directly to impacted ranchers. Gordon reassured residents that his administration is working on a centralized online resource to assist those affected. Gordon reminded residents that fire season is not over and that we need to be extra cautious and be vigilant. He acknowledged challenges with funding as only around 9 to 11% of the land is federal, so it will fall on the state to provide relief money. Gordon said that although we are only 2 months into the new biennium budget, we have already exhausted the state's ESFA funds, which means the legislature will need to refill these funds in the next year's legislative session. In addition to providing resources such as hay and pasture land, the management team has set up a phone line for private landowners whose property has been damaged during fire suppression efforts. Incident Commander Dave Gesser explained the information collected will help create a detailed map of repair needs, which will be shared with local agencies to ensure necessary work is completed. The team provided maps and updates of the fires located in Campbell County during the meeting. The Flat Rock Fire west of Gillette jumped from 35% containment Monday morning to 49% Tuesday, with firefighters directly attacking the fire's north end. That blaze was held to 52,599 acres since early Monday, after growing by nearly 11,000 acres Sunday. By Tuesday night, the Wyoming State Forestry Division was reporting containment at 54%. To the northeast, the Constitution Fire remained at 24,594 acres Monday and Tuesday, after the team estimated it at 12,080 Sunday morning. It began Tuesday at 28% containment, but was at 57% containment by Tuesday night, according to the Wyoming State Forestry Division. For those who missed the meeting, the full meeting will be made available on the GPA website. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.